Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We might just play the Billy Ocean all hour.
Oh, can
all
we?
Kat's rocking out to it now. This we don't do that very often, but now I'm looking up Billy Ocean hits.
This song is a bona fide jam, and this is coming from a kid who obviously was never even a thought when this song came out, but this is a bona fide jam.
Yeah, it's not a bad tune. This one and Caribbean Queen, I think, are about as far as I go into the Billy Ocean catalog, but yeah, I'm with you.
No! Lover Boy, There'll Be Sad Songs, The Color of Love. We got all kinds of hits we can play this hour.
We don't have enough time. Of those. We'll run out of time of the hour, but there is a reason though why we came in with a little Billy Ocean, because we have a car story to talk about. Now we've mentioned before the Facebook group Kansas City Car Spotters, but if you haven't been around with us when we have, and I didn't even know of this until somebody at work told me, hey, your car is on Kansas City Car Spotters. And I said, what? And they said, yeah, it's this Facebook group, and all it is people who have an appreciation for automotive beauty and will drive around. Now, we are spoiled here in Kansas City because there are more awesome cars driving around this area of the country than in almost any other place I've ever been. We have a huge, and Jamie, you live on the plaza. You know what it's like. I mean, it is not unusual to see Lamborghinis and Ferraris and, I mean, these exotic automobiles or Bentleys, you know, very stately kind of limousine type cars driving around here. So up pops this group, Kansas City Car Spotters. And all it is people who like that kind of stuff. We're out and about. We see a cool car, snap a picture, and put it up on the site and say, hey, I saw this driving around today. And that's it. And people, you know, comment on it and say, oh, I love the color or whatever. I've put a couple of them up there. And my car, my little Saab, is an unusual little beast. So when I first started driving it around, it popped up all over the place. People go, what the heck is this thing? So fast forward to yesterday, and a young man put up a picture of a McLaren 720S. Now, if you don't know the brand, McLaren is a sports car brand, and they are incredibly expensive. A 720S goes for right around $300,000. It's a very, very nice car. And he was impressed. It was an electric blue 720S, gorgeous car. And so he put a picture of it up. And the problem was, if there is a problem, that you could see the driver. Now, I didn't see the original picture. All I saw was the controversy that erupted afterwards. Because apparently what happened was the guy who owns the car heard about the fact that he was posted on this Facebook group and lost his ever-loving mind. From this young man's post, he says, this is the guy who took the picture and posted it. He says, well, I was asked by the owner in a PM to take the post down. Not only did I get a PM, he called my office and asked HR to ask me to take it down. Out of respect, I will honor his request just this once. Yeah, it gets better. He says, I will honor his request just this once because he was very nice about everything, tongue in cheek, I'm sure. Now, if you don't want to be identified in public, do not drive a car worth more than $50,000. When you drive a 720S Spider in an ultra-lit color, you're literally asking for that attention. So here is your correct version, sir, where you are not identifiable. I'm not taking the car down, so I've modified the picture to please the owner. What he did was he took the original picture and replaced the driver's head. He covered it up with a poop emoji. So, needless to say, the owner of the car still wasn't satisfied. And so I did a little digging, and I found the guy who originally posted the car, and I sent him a couple of PMs of my own saying, hey, did he ever really make clear why he was so upset that you put this picture up? And his response was, he said he just didn't want to be identified. He claimed it put his privacy of him and his family at risk. And I said, he said I was unprofessional taking pictures while I was at work. Okay, sure. Whatever. But the idea of putting his privacy at risk, you'd have to know what he looked like. And if you know what he looks like and what his name is, you probably already know what he drives. And it should be noted for the record that there have been arguments on KC Car Spotters, discussions really, about whether it's proper to put up somebody's license plate in a picture or whether you should cover that up. And I think that's a legitimate discussion, although if you're driving around in your car out on the road, everybody can see your license plate. So are you really losing anything by posting somebody's license plate? I don't care either way, because I'm not looking at the license plate. I'm looking at the car. It doesn't really make any difference. But for this guy to think, oh, you're violating my privacy by taking a picture of me driving by in public on a public thoroughfare when everybody out there could see me, seems a little odd to me. And it seems like we've lost Jamie now. So whatever problem it was that arose with my mic a little while ago is now infecting Jamie's. And we'll hear from her on this in just a minute. But yeah, if you want to get in on this, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to check in on 913-576-7798 and text in, or if you want to call in on that same phone number in either area code, is it a violation of privacy? Do you feel like when you're driving around out there, that you have some kind of right not to have your picture taken? And the young man who posted the picture in the first place, I thought, made a really good point when he said, look, if you're driving around in a car like that, you're asking for people to look for you or look at you. If you didn't want to be looked at, you wouldn't be driving a $300,000 electric blue McLaren.
Isn't that what you want? And would you not be surprised? You know, aren't you doing it for the flashy factor a little bit, that you want people to see you and want people to see that car?
Yep.
And what are you worried about in people knowing it's you and that you own that car? I mean, unless you're parking in it, which maybe you're parking in a garage, but if it's sitting in your driveway, it's amazing how easy, we learned this the other day, how easy it is for people to find you and find out who you are and find out what you drive and where you live. I don't know if he was just thrown, but you know, there might be that moment of, oh my gosh, you know, it's up on Facebook for people to see and people know what I drive. It'd be pretty easy for people to figure out what you drive.
But yeah. And you know, I can't tell anybody else how to feel about anything, but when my car started to pop up, I was like, oh cool, people like my car, you know? And even the couple of people who said, oh, that's an ugly little thing. Okay, sure. But it's you know, again, if I didn't want to get noticed, I'd drive around a Cobalt or something, you know? Hey. I like that people... Oh, sorry.
That's what I drive.
I honestly didn't mean to pick out your car. My son drives a Cobalt. That's why it popped into my head. Just saying, it's not a flashy car. Are we agreed on that? A Cobalt is not a...
Okay, no, it's not a flashy car.
Yeah, I wasn't insulting
it. It's a very sensible car.
It's a fine
car. It's
very
practical.
It's a perfect car. It's just, it's not one
but
that's...
But you know what's funny? So I have a crack in my windshield, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if police are listening, please leave me alone. But I have a crack in my windshield that has been there the very first day I started this show in 2015. On my way into the building, a rock hit my windshield on my way into work to do the show for the first time and cracked my windshield. So it's been there ever since then. My car is pretty easy to find anyway. Okay, so all you have to know is that I drive a Cobalt, which I don't make a secret of. It's pretty easy to track down, you know, and then it's got a crack in the windshield. I don't worry about that necessarily. You know, I don't. Is he worried that if you know who he is and you know what he drives, that you're going to follow him home then and break into his house or something?
Yeah, and steal his car, steal his beloved McLaren. But then,
right.
But the same way, if you see him driving by or you're driving behind him and you write down his license plate number, you can find out where he lives.
Okay. You can find out where people live pretty easily anyway.
Sure. And yeah. Your license plate is public record. All somebody has to do is go to the courthouse and they can find out where you live. So you're not losing anything. If you want that kind of privacy, park the car in your garage and never ever drive it.
Right, right. And then why do you have that car if uh-huh. your goal is to never drive it and take it out in public?
You know,
if you want to get in again, 576-7798.
And to me, if there was a violation of privacy in this story, it's when the guy in the McLaren called this cat's HR and had them take care of something that happened on Facebook. That's a violation of privacy. Wow. Now, granted, he didn't have to put on his Facebook page where he worked, and he did. But this is why, you know, this is part of those discussions we have about the things that you put out there online about you. Be careful about that. You know, be a little close to the vest because it can protect you. But anyway.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Topeka first and talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, Mike. What's up?
Good.
So, yeah, I kind of, you know, much along the same sentiment along the license plate thing, you know, yeah, if you're driving out and about in public or if you yourself post it online, people are going to be able to find that more easily. But I think in terms of large groups, especially ones that are targeted specifically for higher end or more classic or beautiful cars, it's more dangerous because then you have predators who are specifically looking for that information rather than just having, you know, happen to come across one in traffic and they write down their license plate and hunt them down. You know, if it's online on a big group, they can just go through a list and be like, oh, here's a license plate, here's one, you know, I can track that person down and potentially steal their vehicle and sell it for parts or whatever.
Oh, and time out for just a second, because you do have a point about that, but I should point out here, because I didn't mean to conflate the two things. This picture of the McLaren was a side view. There was no license plate visible in the picture. I was just saying, you know, there are other arguments about that, but in this case, it was just a drive-by, a guy driving by, and all you saw was, you know, the side of his car and the side of his head.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, in that case, yeah, there's definitely no privacy issue here. You know, it's not like you can, there's how many McLarens on the road that potentially look exactly like this one and how many people that, especially in a photo, could potentially look like this guy. The chances of someone being able to track him down are pretty slim.
Yeah, and we heard from somebody on the text line while we were talking about this, apparently, who's a member of the same Facebook group, and they saw the original picture and they said, I wouldn't be able to pick that guy out of a lineup. You know,
it's
a picture of him driving by, you know, from probably 50 feet away. So, yeah.
Right.
All right.
And hey, one quick question before I let you go. I got to know, what's the weather like in Kansas? Because here in Colorado, it is beautiful.
Is it really? Yeah, now you're just bragging. It's, you know, it was a little hot and steamy yesterday. It rained overnight, so it's kind of cloudy at the moment. But
right.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too
all right,
bad at all.
Good deal.
Thanks for making
the
show from Colorado.
Have a good afternoon.
Enjoy Colorado.
Yeah, you do the same. Thanks.
All right,
you
bye.
You too. Texter said, he, you know, if he doesn't want to have his picture taken, then he has a right not to have his picture taken.
Not in public, you don't. Nope.
Not in public. I know you don't have to like it. Frankly, I don't love it either. As somebody that generally doesn't like my picture taken and doesn't like it posted online, as all my friends know, without me knowing it, in public is a different thing than if you're in the privacy of your own home.
What you do have is you have a right to your image. So if somebody tries to profit off of it and your face is visible in a picture and, you know, it becomes part of an advertisement or something, that's why they generally stage those, because you do have a right to your image and you can, you know, you can make some hay about that if somebody's profiting off of it. But somebody just taking a picture in public? No. My favorite example of this is headless fat people. There is a, let me explain that, because that probably sounded really weird.
I'm going to need a little help.
There's a thing that there's a thing that happens where on the TV news, if they're doing a story about obesity, frequently they will have a picture that's taken, you know, in a big group of people out at a, you know, at a well-populated like plaza type thing, and you'll see overweight people walking by, but they always show them from the neck down. They always show them, you know, from the shoulders down. They don't show you their faces because they don't want to embarrass anybody. So I just refer to that as the headless fat people. But they do that as a courtesy. They don't have to do that. They could show you, not you specifically, but, you know, I mean, they could show anybody and show them from head to toe and just really, you know, embarrass somebody by, you know, putting them up as a, you know, an example of what a fat person might look like. But they don't have to do that. If you're out there walking around in public, somebody can take your picture. There is no right to privacy about that whatsoever.
We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. If you're on hold, we will get to you next. It is 119 on KMBZ.
My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion. It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
I don't know what this is, but it's not Billy Ocean. Once again, overruled.
It's Panama. It's another car
no
song.
No power whatsoever. all right. So we were in general talking about your right to privacy in public is kind of what this comes down to. A guy who's upset because in a Facebook group that talks about cars in Kansas City, his car was up there and he didn't like that. And we have the person that posted that. We'll get to that call here coming up in a sec. But Joanne's been hanging on the line here for a while, so let's go to Joanne on the phones. Hey, Joanne.
Hi.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I just want to say that due to Facebook and Google, you don't have any privacy anymore. They can know the minimal amount about you and look you up and know everything about you.
Yeah, as soon as you step into that world, you're absolutely right. And that's, the difference, I guess, is that's a lot of stuff that you put up about yourself. So, yeah, it's an easy one to find a good reason to walk out of. Thanks, Joanne. Yes.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You do the same. Take care.
Thanks, Joanne.
We'll go, yeah.
Okay, we've got,
the young man who made this original post on Facebook that started this firestorm of controversy, which I'm sure surprised him as much as anybody, is online with us. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Hi,
Jordan. So tell us about this. I mean, when you first started to get heat from this guy, were you surprised?
It kind of threw me off because just a few moments after I had made this post, you know, I got a personal message. Now, I kind of brushed it off, and I was like, you know, it's whatever. I'm kind of in the middle of work. And I took the, 4 seconds of time to snap it and then posted it and moved on. And, it threw me off because I was like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and take the post down. That was the request because he felt like he could be identified. So I was going to, honor the request. Now, when I had received a message from the office saying someone had called in about a Facebook post, I decided to hold off and maybe, get a little more information on what was going on. So I, made it home at the end of the day. It's around 5 o'clock or so, and they discussed it, and I found out it was about my post. Well, if you look at it, you can't really make out who it is, and not only can you not make out who it is, there's nothing to really identify who, what, or where he is at. So I thought, it was an exceptional post, but obviously he felt like I was maybe crossing a boundary of, invading his privacy.
That's just, it is wild to me. And I mean, when you got the call from work, I mean, were they upset with you at all? I mean, did this get you in any hot water at work, or do they understand what's going on here?
To be honest with you, they're the most understanding people I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And, I think they were both the owners were on the same page as I was, as well as, the other 450 people who liked
in the group. Yep.
Yeah. So it's kind of, I don't know if it's hypocritical when you're trying to, you know, be private, but you're in public driving a high-profile car with the top off. It's you don't know how to make sense of it or where this person is coming from, you know, with what they're trying to explain. And so what I had done is, you know, I took the post down and I modified the image and I put an emoji over his face to respectfully blur him out of the picture to be, you know, from being identified. And not only did that tend to escalate things, I got more messages from him demanding that it would probably be safe that I took that post down as well. So I went ahead and took it down just for the fact that I don't want a bunch of phone calls going into my, you know, office and, you know, them having to deal with the workload over something so silly that was posted on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'll be happy to know that not only does the Facebook group, not only are they behind you, but most of the people that we've heard from here on the show and on our text line are also behind you saying this guy should have known better. So yeah, well done, man. I'm sorry you had to go through all of that, but interesting day nonetheless, huh?
Yeah, it was quite interesting. And to be honest with you, it was actually a great learning experience. And I actually had more laughs than I've had in a long time from a lot of the repercussions that came from it. And, you know, it kind of stinks because I'm a very lighthearted individual and I love, you know, kind of integrating with everybody in the car community. And it's like kind of got to me. But once I saw that, you know, the community is kind of behind me on it, it made me feel really good about, you know, how I was conducting myself. So I don't think I was overstepping too much, but I feel like he kind of asked for my repercussions when he phoned, you know, where I work.
I'm with you. All right. Well, thank you, Jordan. Right. We appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Take care, buddy.
All right, we need to get to news here. It's 1:31 on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.